This is take two, side one, in our interview with Mr. Watkins in Central on July 21st, 1990. We were talking just before we stopped about the camp meetings and the ministers. Imagine these ministers weren't able to make a living preaching, were they?
No.
What else did they do for their income?
Well, I guess most of back then was farming was the main money crop. So more like all was farming.
Mm-hmm. Where did the ministers who preached around here come from? Did they live in the community or?
Most of them lived away, but it wasn't not a long distance.
What do you mean by away?
Elton, Greenville, Anderson, Seneca, something like that.
Two of the major schools around, one, Seneca Junior College, was fairly nearby.
Yeah.
Had many of these ministers been trained over there?
They could have.
You didn't know about any specific
No, class. I don't know about any specific.
And you also talked about, well, we did about Benedict. Did some of them go down there?
Oh, yes, I went to Benedict.
Seneca Junior College was the nearest junior college around.
That's right.
Did the one down in Trenton offer you a less expensive education, or how did you decide to go down there?
Well, it was, I'm not sure about, well, Seneca Junior College, I don't think it was in operation then, but the school I went to was cheaper than some of them, something like Benedict was cheaper than Benedict.
Did you ever go over to Seneca Junior College?
I have been over there, but I don't think it was in operation then.
And I
think having something else there at the time.
You didn't have any friends who went over there either?
No. I had a cousin who went to, he finished over there. That's the one from where I went to start off in high school up in Clinton, Virginia.
What was his name?
George.
George Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
He must have, how did he wind up in Virginia up there? Do you have any idea?
Well, one of the teachers over at Seneca, Hancock's, he left and went to Virginia Union.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there on account of him.
Virginia Union's in Richmond.
Richmond.
Mm-hmm. And it's this town just outside of Richmond?
Just outside of Richmond.
Talking about the church services and camp meetings, did your family have any type of religious observance at home?
What you mean, praying like in home? Oh, yeah. We grew up like that.
A regular time each day?
No, not the, well, say most like at night before we go to bed or something like that, especially on Sunday morning.
Who all would pray?
My father used to do the praying.
Sitting around, kneeling?
No, we'd be sitting around, man.
In the living room, kitchen table?
Yeah.
Did the kids have to do anything at these?
Well, we would have to repeat the Bible verse.
Did you have to come up with a new one each time?
No, so now we had our own favorite.
My aunt's favorite, she said, was Jesus wept so they could get it over with quickly.
Oh, yeah, but we grew started off with Jesus wept because the shortest one. We can remember that.
Did that amuse your parents?
Yeah, because they taught us that in the beginning anyway.
Yeah. Imagine they got a time, though, when you couldn't get away with that.
Mm-hmm. You have to learn something new.
What about a family Bible? Did y'all have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Keep old family information?
Old family records in there.
Births and deaths?
Birth dates and marriage, something like that.
Does that still exist?
Well, we have one here. Some of those dates is in some of them too. Wow, it's so old.
Uh-huh. Well, if you've got it, we might look at it after a little while and read some of that information onto the tape, if you don't mind. Ran across the name a couple of moments ago and wondered if you remembered anything about this family. Ed Haywood, who lived up at Calhoun?
No, I don't know about him.
That wasn't part of your family?
No.
Well, I also noticed that there were a lot of Cannons who lived apparently around about near here.
Yeah, they're down in that area of Abel, around near Abel, in that area.
Closer to Abel on the other side of Central. Any of them related to you?
No.
Apparently, some of them lived just a few doors away from Harrison Haywood, according to some of the old census records back in the 1880s. We're going back pretty far. Were you, when you went off to Trenton, the first person in your family to go to college?
In my immediate family, yeah.
That'd be just about the time most families around got a chance for any type of college training.
Oh, yeah.
Also, when you were a young child, a couple of things were going on. It's probably you wouldn't remember it at the time, but do you remember hearing about any of your kinfolk or friends around here who had done service in World War I?
Yes, Susie's brother.
He's a World War I. What was his name?
Harry.
Harry Haywood. He go off to Europe?
Yeah.
He used to talk much about that?
He talked about some of the experiences he had over there. And he was, in fact, he was gay. And, well, his health wasn't too good after he came back.
Were there any type of pensions for that kind of disability?
I don't know. It could have been, but if it was, I'm not sure about it.
Obviously, guessing was bad. Did he have any types of opportunities over there, or was it just seeing more of the world? Did that make much difference to him?
Well, he's in combat. And that was
serving in an all-black troop?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Something else that was happening just about the same time, and you're probably too young to remember much about it at the time, was the influenza epidemic.
I was small then, but I kind of remember it because my father had it, 1918.
And
that's when his mother passed, the same year.
Because of the flu?
Mm-hmm.
Any other family members?
No, that's the only one I can think of.
How did your father get cured?
Well, he was sick for a long time. He wasn't able to do anything, but he gradually gained his strength back. We had a doctor by the name of Dr. Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy's doctor. So he kept on working with him. He finally got straightened out.
You must have been maybe 3 or 4 at the time. Do you remember him lying up in bed, say?
Oh, yeah. And then after he got up, he wasn't able to do nothing. He'd walk around here in the yard, in the house. It taking him a good while to get straightened out.
With Dr. Clayton, would he come out to the house to visit?
Oh, yeah, he made house calls.
Do you have to pay him when he came, or could you
no,
do that on
credit?
No, you
didn't have to pay him then.
Nowadays, you can't get out of a doctor's
Maybe.
Office without a check or a MasterCard.
Oh, yeah.
So he was a lot more flexible on things
Yeah, because
like
he
that.
Stayed. He stayed just down the road here a little distant from us.
What types of things around the house did your parents particularly value? Did they have any possessions that had come down from their parents or grandparents?
No.
Were there any real special things that your mother valued or your father that you couldn't touch or play with?
Not as I know of.
They let you get your hands on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the quilting, did your mother do any other type of needlework?
She used to do something, I don't know what you call it, tatting, crocheting or something, like that.
Decorative?
Mm-hmm.
Covers for the sofa and armchairs and things like that?
Oh, yeah. And dress and the scarves like that.
I remember, we were looking at the picture of Susie Haywood earlier, and it had all sorts of fancy beading on it. Do you have any idea whether she sewed? Would you have any reason to know?
No, I don't. If she did, I don't remember sewing any.
Mm-hmm. We're also talking earlier about the camp meetings and your church services and those kinds of things. One of the other groups around, particularly around Anderson, I know about, were singing conventions. Did they have either singing schools or singing conventions around in this part?
Yeah, they used to get groups together, just choirs,
uh-huh.
And maybe quartets, and everybody sang. So, there'd be several groups of them.
Mm-hmm. And everybody else would come and listen?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you have to pay anything, or would that be free?
Well, it was free, but they usually take up an offering, because usually, when they have them, used to raise money for something anyway.
Refreshments or a meal involved with all this?
No.
What types of, you've got, it sounds like a couple of groups involved, church choirs, but also quartets. Would these quartets be singing predominantly religious music?
Oh, yeah.
Or other types of things, too?
Well, mostly it was religious music.
Did you ever go down to any of what they call it, the colored singing conventions in Anderson?
No, I've never been down there.
seems to have been about the biggest ones around here, mm-hmm. meeting regularly each year. We were talking earlier about schools, and I suspect this was before your time, but you may have heard the name, followed by the name of Little, P.S. Little.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the name. Oh, he's one of the early teachers out here in Central.
Mm-hmm. He no longer was here when you came along.
No, he did.
What types of things did you hear about him?
You just about him being one of the early, just about the first teacher out there, one mm-hmm. of the early teachers.
Did any of your family go to his school?
Not as I know of. If you did, I don't know anything about it.
Do you know if he was from around this part?
I don't know where he was from around. Well, not he stayed here, but I don't know where he was born and raised in this area or not.
I haven't heard of any other Littles around here, have you?
No, all of them did.
I mean, but there were others.
Oh, yeah.
His own immediate family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there don't seem, as far as I know, to have been any before him. That's why I thought maybe you came in from somewhere else.
Miss, I remember his wife, but I can't think of her first name. Because she's been dead a long time.
There's an ad for his school that appeared in the Central newspaper about 1900. There's one there for a little while. It also said he had a shoe shop.
Oh, yeah. You know, fix shoes.
What other types of like businesses were there in Central?
Well, that was the only one I knew about. Other than me used to have maybe a restaurant, something like that. You know, the kind of business I know anything.
But was there a black restaurant in Central when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Where was that located?
Well, they'd be in two places there. There used to be one there where it's a filling station, right? Ready to go through Central, and then it used to be one across the railroad track mm-hmm. over there, which is a florist shop now.
Do you remember who ran these restaurants?
Well, Tom Brown used to run one. And who had to run the other one? That's the only person I remember.
How far back do you remember his restaurant being there?
Oh, that one I was small.
Mm-hmm. So probably about 1920s?
Yeah, 20 or the early 20s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they had a barbershop in there, too.
Was that just for black people, or was it for both?
Oh, just for black people.
Uh-huh. Who was the barber?
Laura Balls.
What about for women? Was there a beauty shop, or did they do their own
no.
hair?
If it was a beauty shop, I don't know anything about one.
Did your mother fix her own hair at
his
home?
His own hair.
Over in Seneca, there was a black doctor. Were there any black doctors anywhere around here?
No, with no black doctors over in this area.
So you would use either Dr. Clayton?
Dr. Clayton or Dr. Bearden.
Mm-hmm. I also heard of white Dr. Watkins. Maybe a little bit over closer to Clemson.
Well, I don't know about him.
That may have been back before your time. Mm-hmm. Do you think there are any more or less opportunities for black people, say, around Central than other places in this part of the state?
I wouldn't say it was more, but I think it'd be kind of on an equal base, I guess.
What about, say, compared to a place like Anderson or Greenville?
Well, Anderson may have more jobs, but as far as the population here, I think it's kind of suitable for the population.
Mm-hmm.
There's more business in a large place like Anderson is around here.
Mm-hmm. What types of holidays did your family celebrate? What'd you do for Christmas?
Yeah, well, Christmas and New Year was the main holidays. Well, in Christmas, well, family getting together, having a big feast, that was the main thing.
Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
Stockings?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of gifts?
Oh, yeah.
What types of things did you get as gifts when you were a kid?
Well, when I was small, we used to get toys, candy, apples and oranges. That's the main thing, fireworks. We used to use fireworks then, more so. They use now the 4th of July, but we used to use fireworks for Christmas and New Year's.
Would you set them off just around the house?
Just around the house.
You may have fared better than my mother and her brothers and sisters. They complained because they'd have to get clothes for Christmas, and they felt cheated. They didn't get much in the way of toys.
Well, sometimes Santa Claus would bring us some clothes. We always look for some fruit. Get some kind of toys.
So 4th of July wasn't a very big day.
No. Well, the rest of the holiday wasn't that. Well, Thanksgiving. You may have a pretty good feast then, but the other holidays, they didn't mean that much.
Well, for Christmas dinner, who all would be here? Just your immediate family?
Just more like the immediate family and somebody coming in and visiting, something like that. There may not be nobody invited to dinner, so I'm just coming to visit.
Uh-huh. Well, you said, I think, also that your mother's father had died younger, but that your grandmother still lived. Did she live by herself?
She lived with her sister, Anna.
Mm-hmm. And would she get together with you for the holidays?
We'd always get together maybe during the holidays. It may not be on Christmas Day.
Or not necessarily for the meal
no.
either. Sounds like most of your kinfolk were within a relatively limited area, so it'd be fairly easy to get around and
visit.
Yeah,
most of us close together, around in this area and around Norris.
So you didn't do that much for the 4th of July?
No, no, nothing to do that again.
But New Year's was a fairly big celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Was it still remembered as Emancipation Day when you came along?
No, we didn't celebrate in that way. We celebrated as being the beginning of a new year. Yeah.
They used to celebrate it as Emancipation Day in lots of places, and at schools,
yeah.
and Holiday at Benedict and Allen and places like that. By the time you came along, it was not particularly observed.
No, just a new year, the beginning of a new year. That's what we celebrated.
Besides the Watkins and the Haywoods, what other families were sizable around here?
What did I say? The Littlejohns? The Gaines? Knox, around in this area.
Mm-hmm. The Jamesons are, I guess, we're more from Norris. You
right
were saying
Norris.
In the town or out in the country?
Well, some's out in the country, some's in town.
You said both the Haywoods and the Watkins had their own land. Did the Jamesons?
Well, some of them, and some of them didn't. Mm-hmm.
Norris, I take it, must have been a very small town.
Then. Norris is small.
Mostly just a small center for the rural area around.
Mm, it's still small.
Uh-huh. You talked about Little John. There was a popular place up beyond Abel later on, Little John Cafe.
Well, that was Mr. Tom Little John's son's place.
Uh-huh.
And the Little John Coliseum is named after his father.
Uh-huh.
So he used to work in the... What, the cafeteria apartment down there? In Clemson College.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom Little John Jr. had that as...
Yeah, Horace, the one had that place down there.
Do you remember about when that was opened up?
No, I don't.
Were you around here?
I wasn't here.
You were off working.
I was away.
Were those Little Johns from this area, or were they from near Abel and Clemson?
Well, they're from West. I think most of them, they sprung off of Norris.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Mr. Tom, I don't know where he came from.
Uh-huh.
But I know his wife and his sisters, they were from Norris area.
What was his wife's name?
Anna.
Her family name?
Garvey.
Garvey. Those, Garvey or Garvin?
Garvins.
Garvins. And that would have been Tom Sr. Or Tom Jr.
Well, Horace, you mean his son?
Which one was married to Garvin? Tom Sr. or Tom Jr.?
Tom Sr.
Uh-huh.
Horace, he wasn't a junior,
mm-hmm.
but he was his son.
Uh-huh.
Once they had a place down there in Abel.
Mm-hmm. Seemed to have been a lot of connections between here and the people over at Norris, from what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Most of my family was over there. We used to go up here to Sunday school on Sundays and end up in North. Uh-huh. Just go up there to visit, because my grandmother stayed up there, and my aunt, that she stayed with. And we go up there to cry to grandchildren and get together and play.
One of the stories I've heard about some of the other folks around here at the Haywoods is that some of them were so light that they passed whenever they wanted to.
Well, they could have, because some of them were real light. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear stories about their passing?
Well, I've heard that, but I don't know whether it's true or not.
What would they want to, what types of situations would they want to pass in?
Well, maybe, well, I've heard now they are maybe places where you wasn't supposed to go or something, but you would get by doing it that way.
Around,
go.
Around here?
Not around here, though.
Because they'd be
known.
Uh-huh. But they could go elsewhere.
You could go elsewhere places. And do it.
Shops? Mm-hmm. Restaurants?
Yeah.
Did most of them stick around here? Or they go all
No,
elsewhere?
Most of them was away.
So they may have
In
had chances.
In fact, all of them.
Do you think any of them got jobs passing?
I wouldn't know about that.
What types of places did they go to from here?
Most of them went to New York.
Uh-huh. What time was that?
Oh, that was back in the 20s, I guess. Some of the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
But Susie went, I guess in the 30s, Susie went up there. You know, that brother, he stayed up there for a while. And another brother stayed in Cincinnati for a long time.
Mm-hmm. What all did they do up in New York? Kind of worked up ahead.
Oh, I don't know about type of what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said, also, your cousin Susie was up there. Was she working or living? Or?
I imagine she was, but I don't know what she was doing.
Judging from like the time she was clerk at Abel, she must not have stayed too long.
She didn't stay too long, because her family, her mother, health got bad, so she came back home. Mm-hmm. In fact, she came back on a visit. Mm-hmm. And saw the condition and everything, and she just stayed.
Mm-hmm. You yourself spent a good while in Chicago. When did you go up there?
I went there in 46.
Worked up there doing what?
Bakery.
How'd you happen to go to Chicago?
Well, I came out of service. And I saw a little advertising in Army Time.
Mm-hmm.
About it's BG. It was a commissary, they had several restaurants, but they cooked all the food mm-hmm. in one place. And so I went up there and got the job and stayed there for 26 years and came back here after my mother and father passed because the house was here and wasn't nobody in it.
Mm-hmm.
And my sisters kept on after us by coming back here staying. And I said, I'm not getting no younger, so I will go. And I'm glad I did come back.
So you came back in the 70s to retire?
I came back here in 73.
You would have been in your late 20s when you went into World War II. What types of things, is that right?
I was over there. I went in there about 50. It was in the middle 30s, something like that.
But you yourself were in your 20s, right?
Oh, no, I didn't go in then. No, I tell you when I went in, about 43.
Okay, so near the end of the war.
Yeah.
What types of things did you do between finishing junior college and then going into World War II?
Well, when I finished junior college, I came out and during the, the war was on me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of government work going on in Washington. Mm-hmm. I live here with Washington.
What'd you do up there?
Well, I worked in Navy cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
I put an application for a government job, but in the meantime, I was still looking. I found another job for who had put an application, so I never accepted.
How long did you work in the Navy cafeteria?
Oh, about a year before I went into service.
Mm-hmm. Was this before or after you got married?
Oh, all this was before.
Did you get married?
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Is your wife from there?
No, she's from Washington.
Uh-huh. So you met her while you were?
In Chicago. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet in Washington.
You weren't doing complicated, did you?
I'd been there working. I didn't know her then, but I knew her sister in Chicago.
Uh-huh. She was originally from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you get married?
In 54.
And give us your wife's name, if you will, please.
Laura Watkins.
Laura, what was her maiden name?
Taylor.
She's checking up on you.
She's right.
Well,
do you want to come out and tell us about your family? Well, we've talked about lots of types of things. I've been asking questions. What else would you like to tell us about?
I think this is about everything. I think you have enough there. So this is more than I thought it was.
Well, we now know all sorts of things about you.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some secrets we haven't found out about you
yet. Yeah, maybe I better keep them ahead.
Okay, well, we thank you very much for your time, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
We've gotten out the family Bible now, so we want to enter a couple of things about that onto the tape. This is a family Bible printed by the John Hertel Company from Chicago. Like old style, fairly thick family Bible, and it doesn't have a date in it, but some of its earliest records go way back, maybe entered at a later time. Read us, if you will, the dates for your parents and brother and sister, if you will.
Ernest Watkins Sr., born October 12, 1891. Date of death, 1-13-72.
And married?
Married Estella Jameson Watkins. Estella Watkins was born June 6, 1895. Date of marriage, December 27, 1914. Passed 2-27-70. Ernest Watkins Jr., born November 22, 1915. Date of marriage, 3-27-54. Robert Lee Watkins, born January 21st, 1919. Andale Watkins, born October 28th, 1924. Married 7-11-52. Thaddeus Watkins, born December 4th, 1933. Married 6-61.
Okay, and Andale is A-N-D-E-L-L. And your other sister's name is spelled
T-H-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Okay, and your brother's name was Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
That seems a little bit strange name for a black man in the South.
Name that old Robert E. Lee.
Oh.
This is a... They bought these books years and years ago. I'm looking for the date in here. It may be in some of the others.
Those
because
are all,
they bought several of these books at the same time.
And those family pages we've been looking at are between the Old and New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
It's like somebody's had to add some extra comments here at the beginning.
No, I don't see no date in.
A lot of old family Bibles, but it looks like yours doesn't. Sometimes have clippings and flowers and other things pressed into them. Unfortunately, the family Bibles in my family seem to have all gotten away, so I've never seen any of them. You're lucky you still have this. This has some of the names and addresses. It goes way back. Well, I appreciate your reading that to us,
okay.
Too.